Millions of Muslims across Iraq celebrate the birth anniversary of the 12th and last Shia Imam, Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi was born on the 15th of the 8th month on the Islamic lunar calendar, the month of Shaban.
We are exerting our utmost efforts in cooperation with security forces to facilitate this million-man pilgrimage and to safeguard the visitors, especially in the light of the sensitive security situation here in Iraq.
Imam Mahdi is the only son of the 11th Shia Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari. His lineage can be traced back to the first Shia Imam, Imam Ali, and the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, is his great-grandfather. On his birthday, Karbala shimmers with lights and decorations. Visitors see this event as a chance to repent, give out charity, and ask for forgiveness, especially as it marks the climax of the month of Shaban, a month of high excellence for Muslims.
This event draws participants from all over the world and from all nationalities. We here in the Shrine of Imam Hussein and the Museum of Imam Hussein try to receive and welcome these visitors to make sure the message of humanity of our imams has propagated as much as possible.
Shias believe al-Mahdi, whose name transliterated into the guided one in Arabic, went into occultation. However, he is regarded as the prophesied Redeemer, who will return to revive peace, administer justice, and rid the world of evil.
Despite the fragile security and the Takfiri-led violence ripping through parts of Iraq's north and west, people have gathered here in Iraq's holy city of Karbala to celebrate the life of the 12th Shia Imam, Imam Mahdi, to light their candles and hold their vigils, praying for a better future, marked by the reappearance of the man they regard as the savior. Atafahma, Press TV, Karbala.